Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
And greetings to the brightest audience in all of the world. I am Greg Jackson, filling in for Bob Enyart. With me is Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome to the studio.
How are you, Greg?
I'm doing quite well.
Good to be here.
It's always good to be with you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Of course, is the vice president of Colorado Right to Life, and I call her the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, that's a nice compliment.
Well, you never run out of energy.
Well.
I mean, you were the leading signature gatherer this year.
No, I was not.
I was up there, but no, I was not. Who was number
one? I think Susan Sutherland was.
Susan beat you out.
Yeah.
Not by much, I'll bet.
Well.
You two accounted for a lot of signatures for personhood.
Well, we love the babies, Greg, and we love
Absolutely.
The opportunity to tell everybody we find how precious and valuable they are in God's sight, and we want to save them.
Absolutely, and the mothers as well.
That's right, so the mothers don't have to live with a lifetime of regret.
Absolutely, flashbacks and all those other things. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today because, of course, this is the telethon, and that's one of the main reasons that we're doing the show today, because we want to draw attention to how vitally important this show is.
It is.
In terms of the things that really matter in life. The things that really matter. Not the peripheral issues. If you want that type of discussion, right, then you can go to any number of stations, any number of channels on TV and the radio. But in terms of the things that really matter, the life and death issues, issues of importance such as marriage, human sexuality, the bedrock foundational moral and spiritual issues, this is why I believe you, listening to my voice right now, across the country and around the world, listen to this show as you do. You are the remnant. You believe in the things that Bob talks about, and he's so unique, isn't he, Leslie? I mean, there's so very few like him on the radio, and I wouldn't know what to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in Denver if Bob didn't come on the air.
I never miss it. You know, I was praying a lot last night about what to talk about today and how to excite people about supporting Bob's show, because we need him on the air, of course. And I thought, he's really a Renaissance man. He's this generation's Renaissance man. He has his fingers in so many pies. He's created such a wealth of information for people that love the Lord, the remnant, as you said, to equip themselves. In fact, I came up with this last night. The four E's of Bob Enyart is that he is great at equipping, encouraging, exhorting us to get involved, and he never equivocates. So that's my gem for Bob Enyart Live, why we should support him, because he equips us, he encourages us, he exhorts us to get involved and help our churches get involved to stop the abortion holocaust. We're letting the biggest human rights struggle of our generation, half, three-quarters of the church, is completely sitting it out. Yeah. I could almost say 90% of the church is sitting it out. What do you think?
Well, depending on the definition of the church, but certainly I think it would be the vast majority of churches silent on the greatest issue. I mean, can you imagine in the mid-19th century churches sitting out the slavery question, the greatest moral and spiritual issue of their day? It was led by Christians who
That's
did
right.
what was right. And that's what Bob talks about all the time on this program. By the way, we are trying to raise serious money, Leslie. Can I say that?
We can.
Serious
yeah.
money. We're not talking about calling in for $5 or $10. Although, hey, if that's what you can afford, then do it by all means. Don't think that if you can't afford to write a check for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, which, by the way, we would gladly accept that check for $10,000 here at Bob Enyart Live.
Gladly.
What number can they call? Where can they go? I know they can go to kgov.com. What's the number that they can
the
call?
The kgov store's there, but they also can call 800-8-ENYART, and we'd love to have some calls come in today, people that love Bob's shows, love the products that he has available in his store, and we can talk a little bit about those as well. I just made a pledge the other day, and it's not as big as I'd like it to be because I'm underemployed at the moment and needing to get some money to fund my donation habit, but I did sign up for the monthly TV classics, and I've heard such fun things about them that they really are very, very entertaining, and they're, you know, they're a little bit older. They were probably filmed in the...
Bob with a Mustache.
In the 90s, right? But they're supposed to be just fantastic. So I signed up for those, and it's $25 a month, and you get four. You get one a week. So it's just a fantastic resource, and so that's what I'm doing, and I hope there'll be some listeners out there. If they can't write a big check, they'll think about just doing something like that. They get a nice benefit for it, and it's just very doable. You know, cut out a couple of Starbucks coffees a week, and there you go. You've got the money to do it.
Well, here's the thing. The thing that we need to think about, I believe, is what's really important. As a Christian, I think that the money that God has blessed me with, I'm a steward of. It's His money. I'm going to be a good steward of that money. And so the question is, am I making kingdom investments in where I choose to give that money to Colorado Right to Life or Personhood USA? By the way, all places that I recommend giving money to as well, not National Right to Life, but American Right to Life.
That's right.
When you invest in Bob Benyart Live, you're making a kingdom investment. You're investing in a half-hour show, which, by the way, Bob can pack more in a half hour than most radio shows do an entire
in
week.
In 3 hours.
3 hours shows,
exactly.
So 15 hours total.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is that this is such a gem. This is such a jewel that we have here in Colorado, broadcast worldwide, obviously, through the Internet. The way I look at it, Leslie, is that we are all coming alongside Bob to encourage him. You talked about how he encourages us.
That's right.
But I look at my role, and I'm honored any time I can sit in Bob's chair and come in the studio.
Absolutely.
I consider it to be an honor because this is a guy who has really dedicated his life in the last 20 years on TV and radio. When you break it down to sharing the good news, being part of the Great Commission, telling people,
Amen.
And encouraging, that's what I love most about Bob. You talk about in Galatians the fruit of the Spirit. If there's anybody in my life who I know who exhibits those qualities, it's Bob Benyart.
That's
I
right.
Mean, especially, you know, patience and loving kindness, gentleness, self-control. That's Bob. But we, as his supporting cast here, play an important role, too, in keeping him on the air. And I don't know about you, Leslie, but I'd rather hear Bob. By the way, there's no one who does a half-hour monologue better than Bob. I could just, a lot of people can't pull it off.
He does it.
But I told Bob before, I love guests. Don't get me wrong. There's
right.
a place for guests. I love when you and Doug and others are co-hosting the show. I think that adds an incredible element. But Bob is one of the few who can just half-hour. It's awesome radio. I'm always encouraged, inspired, informed, like you said before, educated, more educated. And you know what? There's a price. I believe that we should come alongside Bob and be very, very generous.
That's right.
Very generous. I mean, if you look around the country, by the way, it's not just Colorado. We got Alabama, California, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana.
Indiana, they're right up there. They're almost beating Colorado.
They're almost
Greg.
Beating Colorado. Colorado needs to step up. Let's give out the number one more time.
1-800-8-N-YART.
And you can also go to KGOV.com. KGOV.com, and you can make a donation online. $5 or $10 is fine. $100 would be better. $1,000 would be fantastic.
Woo-hoo.
But I do know, Leslie, I do know that there are some people out there that have been praying about making a big donation to a ministry such as this, and I consider this to be a ministry, to make a kingdom investment where your money is going to go for the furthering of the gospel, for God's truth, for biblically based truth on the issues that matter most. And that's why I believe we all love BEL and why we all listen every day. And if you are one of those people and you have 10, 15, 20,000, 50,000 even, 100,000, and you've just been praying about where to write that check to, I'm praying that today would be the day that you write that check or you call Connie. You can ask for Connie. She'll be manning the phone or womaning the phones.
Yes.
She'll be womaning the phones. You can talk to her at 1-800-8-NYART right now if you feel so moved, and I pray that you do, to write a big check so that, frankly, we don't have to listen to any more telethon stuff because I'd rather listen to Bob talk
of
about
course.
The stuff that he talks about on the show.
Yeah, Greg, let's talk a little bit about the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. which you were so gracious to be our MC.
It was an honor.
Your good friend, Steve Dace, was just a fantastic speaker, but he told the neatest story, and I want to get your insights on. I'm holding in my hand here an email from a gentleman that's been a supporter of Bob's for quite some time, and his last name is Moe, Mark Moe. And as Steve Dace told the story, he met Mark Moe, who's a wheelchair-bound guy, on a really bad, blustery, icy winter day in Iowa. I think it's Badger, Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. Mark gave Steve Focus on the Strategy DVD. And I'm going to let you take it from there, because the way it all unfolded, just what an impact Bob's having on this country and our politics, if you will.
Well, yeah, and Bob talks about it all the time. Do right.
And risk the consequences.
And risk the consequences. You know, a lot of people in this current discussion, who to vote for, who not to vote for in the presidential election. And I'm often asked, if you vote for a third party candidate, you're going to be, you know, instead of the quote unquote lesser of two evils, then you're going to be putting Barack Obama back in the White House, et cetera, et cetera. We've all heard that argument.
Absolutely.
And what I say in response to that is, I quote Spurgeon, when faced with two evils, you reject them both. One man.
Amen.
One man with God makes a majority. And I love that. And I think Andrew Jackson had a quote somewhat similar. One man with courage makes a majority. At any rate, that's what Bob is. Bob's one man with God, and he makes a majority. And what Bob did was he created this unbelievable, if you haven't seen Focus on the Strategy, I think it's 1, 2, and 3.
And 3, right.
So it's a three-part series, DVD series. It's basically Bob going to Focus on the Family, to their headquarters, and explaining to them how the strategy of the past generation, the past 40 years, the pro-life strategy failed because it essentially compromised God's word. We all know that when you compromise God's word, it's always doomed to failure.
That's right.
That's the essence of Focus on the Strategy. Now, this particular gentleman that you're talking about, living in Iowa, felt so strongly after seeing Bob's video, Focus on the Strategy, that he needed to share it with our friend Steve Dace, who at that time was on WHO radio in Iowa, only on one station. Now he's nationally syndicated. Hopefully he'll be here in Colorado, because you're all missing out on him. And this guy went through an ice storm, as you explained, gave Steve this DVD. And Steve explained during the banquet that, you know,
he
when he's
really
off
want
the air,
to watch it.
people give him stuff all the time and books and whatnot to read for endorsements. And he's really reticent to, when he's home, he wants to be with his family and he likes to unwind. But for some reason, he kept looking over the corner of his eye and he could see that DVD. And for whatever reason, he chose to pop it in and watch it, as he explained during the banquet. But he said that it was so compelling, really caught his interest. And then he started to seriously watch it, and he understood that what Bob was saying was right on the money. And we all know that it is. By the way, you can go to KGOV.com, and you can get yourself. That would be a perfect a way to donate to the program.
Buy all three.
Trust me, if you're a pro-lifer and you've been for exceptions and all of these laws that end with, and then you can kill the baby, right. You won't be anymore after watching this. This will give you clarity in regards to fighting the greatest moral and spiritual issue of our day, which is the infanticide battle that we face. I don't like using the term abortion, because it's child murder is what it is, and it should be called that. But long story short, Steve watched this thing, shared it with his audience. He spent, I think, a couple programs, and he just played it throughout. He'd never done that before.
And he called you.
And he called me. He FedExed it to me. I was living in Los Angeles, and I was doing a show on Salem Radio on KDAR. And he said, Greg, you're never going to believe this. This is a guy in Colorado. He's saying the same things that we believe. This is unbelievable. This is awesome. This is a no-compromise guy on the life issue. And he sent it to me, and I watched it. I was blown away. And then that caused me to establish a relationship with Bob, interviewed him about it on my show in Los Angeles.
And then Steve wrote a book.
We wrote a book, which many of those concepts, and he encouraged us in many ways.
Isn't that great?
Well, because that's the main theme of our book, We Won't Get Fooled Again, shameless plug, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong and How to Make America Right Again, because that's really what it's all about, is not compromising on the things that God specifically commands us that we can't compromise on. And that's one man with God making a difference, bucking the trend, being the contrarian that he is, the iconoclast. But that one video influenced this one guy in a wheelchair to go on an icy road to share it with Steve Dace, who gave it to me. And then I interviewed Bob, and that became a book. So if you don't think that out there your listenership and your partnering with BEL can make a difference. You're wrong, because it can. Keeping Bob Enyart on the air means that this type of biblically based truth can go forward, and that it can encourage and convict and inform and educate others to make a difference in their small spheres of influence. We don't have to change the world, Leslie, but we can make a difference in our own little sphere of influence, and cumulatively we can make a huge difference, because you never know what God's going to do. We plant that one little seed,
right,
like Bob did, and then it blossoms.
That's right.
And I believe,
and now we're all friends.
That's that personhood movement too, I think, was based largely on focusing the strategy many ways.
That's right. Well, and think about, if you're in a church and your pastor is not talking about the most important issue of our day, really, without the right to life, aren't all other rights absolutely meaningless? Of course they are.
Most
you can't have gun rights if you're not alive. And, you know,
makes
God
sense.
Can't bless us. I was reading in Isaiah 1:15, "I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood." America, we have to repent, and we have to get to the clinics. We have to get more people out there helping women know there's help for them. They cannot continue destroying their miracle. I'm trying to say that when I'm at the mill now. It's maybe a little more positive way to try to reach the women. When you think about how God has fearfully and wonderfully made us, oh, my heavens, you know, the one little bitty cell has everything we need, our gender, everything from the moment the sperm and the egg meet, Greg. It's such a miracle. And women are throwing them in the garbage. It breaks your heart.
Well, that's the thing about BEL, Bob being a pastor as well as one of the few who will talk about these vitally important. I mean, look, this is the most important issue of our times. What we decide to do in regard to the silent genocide, the silent Holocaust, and that's what it is. 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in abortuaries around this country. And whether we want to talk about it or not, at least we have one voice here in Colorado that will courageously remind people, prick their conscience, this is the issue, this is the time. And Flip Benham, our friend Flip Benham, founder of Operation Rescue,
right,
famously said once, very, very wisely, that abortion will only end when the church decides that it should end. And how true it is. I'm thankful that our pastor at Church in the City, Beth Abraham,
Michael Walker,
will raise awareness and not just talk about abortion during Sanctity of Life Sunday or whatever it is. Not that that's a bad thing, but I think it should be part of a lot of sermons.
That's right.
Maybe not every sermon, but it should. I think every church, Leslie, as you rightly point out, need to be involved in this issue, because it will only end when the church decides it's important enough that it should end and that we become involved. And by the way, if pastors aren't preaching on this, they're missing out on an amazing gospel opportunity. Because don't kid yourself, if you're a pastor and you're listening to my voice right now, there are people in your pew, women who have had an abortion, and although they may have made a decision for Christ and are saved, they still struggle with it.
They're still hurt.
They still hurt. They still have pangs of guilt. They still have flashbacks. They're still going through it. And they need to hear that they are saved and forgiven. So it's an incredible opportunity also for men who have been involved or know somebody or have had a girlfriend get pregnant or whatever.
Paid for an abortion.
And they still feel that same incredible guilt. So I want to encourage you, pastor, listening to my voice right now, to take the opportunity to talk about why the sanctity of human life is so important, so fundamental, what God says about it in the Holy Scriptures, in His Word, and why women need to know that they are truly forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah.
Greg, what a great segue. I love this article. I keep talking about it on Bob's show, but it's called "We Could End Abortion Overnight If We Really Wanted To." Raleigh Haggard, it's been on Breakpoint. Eric Metaxas, we had him as our March for Life speaker a few years back. He wrote Amazing Grace. Now he's running the Breakpoint show in trying to fill the shoes of Chuck Colson. But listen to this quote, Greg, if this doesn't break your heart. "Over 50 million children have been aborted in America under the sanction of federal law since Roe v. Wade. 50 million. If we honored each of those 50 million human beings with a single minute of silence, we would remain speechless for over 95 years. How about, instead of remaining speechless as to our everlasting shame we have done now for 39 years, we open our mouths and blow the trumpet? And that, to me, says it all. And if you don't have a pastor that's preaching on the sanctity of human life, buy him. Focus on the strategy 1, 2, and 3. Equip him.
Idea.
Equip your pastor, because some of them don't really know what to say. And they know they have women that have been aborted in their pews, and they don't want to hurt them. But these videos or these DVDs, they really do equip the pastor to know how to help the women.
I'm trying to encourage Bob to make a DVD that he can put on kgov.com that can be accessible, that potentially could be distributed to all the pastors in America, that equips them with why it's important to preach on this, why it's vital that pastors preach on this, and how to preach on it. And so I'm hoping that Bob does that. There would be probably, in my mind, be no better pastor in America than Bob Enyart to do that. But by the way, you just touched upon focus on the strategy 1, 2, and 3, which people can go to. We are trying to raise as much money as possible. Please be generous, folks. Call now. Don't hesitate. 1-800-ENYART. 1-800-ENYART, and the web address is
1-800-8-ENYART.
1-800-8-ENYART. And what are the exact numbers? Do we know the exact numbers? We used to have them written here in the studio. Somebody's taking them down, but it's 1-800-8-ENYART.
8-ENYART, right. And then they could go to the KGov store.
They could go to the KGov store. What are some of your favorite things, Leslie?
Well, if they're not in a church that's really biblically based, Bob's sermons.
We should get out of that church.
Yeah, that's right.
Number one.
But I'm blessed to be under Bob's teaching. I mean, I come to Bob's church, Denver Bible Church, and you can get the Denver Bible Church audio or videotape of the weekly sermons right at the KGov store. The Best of Bob. You can sign up a subscription and get the 5 best BEL shows of the month, and that's a fun way to be a supporter. Anybody that subscribes to any monthly subscriptions this week, they're going to get a free gift. Bob has a new video, and it's called The Tree. And it says, have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
It's
and
phenomenal.
That you will learn a lot if you get that as a gift. So give
that's
a donation.
That's an audio. You can listen to it in your car as well.
That's right. All of these, if you have a CD player in your car, you're going to – what a great way to be in traffic. You can be educating yourself instead of being frustrated by all the crazy drivers.
I guarantee you, Leslie, that people listening to this show, they've always wondered the knowledge of the tree of good and evil in the midst of the garden. What is the significance of that? I've never heard a pastor –
I've never heard a pastor ever teach on it,
as well
except
as
for Bob.
As well as Bob.
Have you ever heard another pastor teach on it?
If for no other reason, if you've never bought anything off of Bob's website, kgov.com, this is a good place to start. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil is an excellent place to start. It is phenomenal. It's relatively short as well, but there's so much information there. And for me, the best part of it, Leslie, is that it helped me understand God's grace better. And it helped me realize that as a Christian, I was still being very legalistic in the way that I was living. I mean, it freed me from a lot of that. I don't think I've ever shared that with Bob. But those are the types of spiritual blessings that I think you're going to get from obtaining this specific DVD. By the way, there's stuff that I've purchased for my 7-year-old. If you have children, you need to get this series, and let me see, I might have to stand up for this one because I'm forgetting the name of the series for kids.
But you'll find them on the KGov.
But you will find them on the KGov. You stay here, Leslie. I'm totally forgetting. I purchased like 12 of them.
Oh, neat. For your little guy's what, about a second grader now?
He's a second grader. Now, if you want to learn about creationism, you know, obviously the kids that go to public school, we all know how Bob feels about public school. By the way, I agree with him. That's right. The Jonathan Park series.
It's called.
And probably a lot of parents out there have already purchased.
But
or grandparents. If you're looking for a phenomenal gift, this is the series, Jonathan Park, and there's many of them. You can go to kgov.com. It's a great way to teach your children the fundamentals, especially going back to the first chapter of the Bible, that God made the heavens and the earth, that children are that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. All the things that they're not going to learn, I can guarantee it,
in their
government school, where God has been removed. That's really the goal of public schools, isn't it?
Well, that's why we have New York City schools now dispensing Plan B to girls as young as 13 and 14 without their parents knowing. It's a Class 1 carcinogen. Can you imagine giving kids something that has the potential?
I wish I could say I was surprised.
Yeah.
But when we look, you talk about the church and the importance of the church and Christians to take a stand, and that's really what this show is all about. This is what Bob is doing. This is why my prayer is that people come alongside Bob and support this ministry. Because, look, there are so few Bob Enyarts out there that are willing to take a stand. The church has remained silent. When the government came in and took Bible and prayer out of the schools, the church was silent. When the government said that there was a right to murder babies in the womb, the church virtually remained silent. And we could go on and on over the past 40 years where the church has largely sat on the sidelines. I'm not saying every church, but the vast majority of the church has remained on the sidelines, which is why I believe we are under God's judgment right now. And judgment starts.
Who can miss that, right?
Judgment starts in the house
That's right.
of the Lord. It starts with us. But the good news is that regardless whether the Lord tarries or whether the Lord will come back in a generation, the good news is that we are called as ambassadors of Christ, as Christians, to advance the gospel, to advance righteousness, no matter how dark the culture is, to be the shining city on a hill, to be the bright light in people's lives, so that we could glorify God and lead others to Him, because we don't have the answers, but we know
who does.
We know the person that does.
That's
and
right.
His name is Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Messiah, I pray that you would do so today, because He's the only answer. He's the only light. He's the only truth. He says in the Gospel of John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father. By the way, you are not going to get that on any other radio program. Bob preaches the gospel. He leads others to Christ. He puts truth ahead of making money and compromise, which is, Bob will admit, he doesn't like fundraising.
I know, that's why we're here.
But please, give generously, folks, because this is the type of stuff that's so fundamentally important, especially in these last days that we're living in, to make a difference, to be part of that remnant. Come alongside Bob. Go to kgov.com, and you can also dial 1-800-8-ENYART.
Yeah, 800-8-ENYART.
Yeah, 800-8-ENYART.
Check out the store.
Ask for Connie. Check out the store.
You'll love Connie, too. She's just the best. And Pop's helping us produce the show today. There's so many great things available in that store. It's amazing. You can get monthly topical videos. You can get monthly Bible study videos on DVD. You can get monthly Bible study audios. I think that would be CDs for your car. And like we said, in traffic, what a fantastic thing to do and the plot.
You have to. Now, I have the book.
Life's Work.
And I've read Bob's Life Work, the overview of the Bible, the plot. You can get it on DVD as well. Highly recommend it. Go right now to KGOV. Get Focus on the Strategy 1, 2, and 3. It'll make a great gift for your pastor. You watch it yourself. You share it with friends. You can get the Jonathan Park series for your kids, your grandkids, nephews, nieces, whatever. And then check out this is Bob's Life Work.
That's right.
It's the overview of the Bible. Grasping the overview of the Bible is the key to its details. That's what Bob teaches. He puts it all in perspective. So if you've been reading the Bible and you see certain things which seem to contradict one another and they don't make sense to you, you got to get this phenomenal resource. It's called The Plot, and it's at kgov.com.
And if you want to understand why liberals think the way they do versus why conservatives think the way they do, he breaks that all down. And, you know, what a minefield there is out there for ministry. And, again, equip yourself. Be encouraged, like Bob likes to do. He encourages us to be involved. He exhorts us to please make a difference in your community. And just think of the ripple effect if there are 10, 20, 100 people today that do the same thing that Mark Moe did.
Absolutely.
And take that to their pastor. And, you know, Lord willing, we don't have everybody having to fight an ice storm to get it there. But get it to the person that makes the biggest difference in your circle of friends, and who knows what kind of a revival we might see.
That's right. Every great thing that's ever happened starts with one small step, and that's what we do here on Bob Enyart Live. You be blessed, Leslie. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Greg.
Go to kgov.com.
You're awesome.
And
so is
Bob. God bless you all.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.